So I've been thinking about what the heck do I say to you today for 6 months, a year. And normally what I try to do is highlight some of the strengths of our bar mitzvah student. And I want to also give a charge to them, some way in which they can improve and provide a little bit of guidance for them. Because I guess I view these moments, these charges, as these heightened moments, and that I can provide a nugget or two of guidance to help people in who they are becoming. And I'm going to do that a little bit with you today, but there's something else that I'll do a little bit later as well. First of all, your mom spoke so movingly last night about your kindness and your passionate nature. And Laura, you were dead on accurate, as normal. And certainly what I also have taken the greatest pleasure in is when I see you and you don't see me doing something very beautiful, something kind and compassionate. It is one of the most heartfelt moments a parent can have when you're doing it not because anyone's seeing you, but just because it is who you are. Second, you are a young man gifted with a fine intellect, and you've got a driven, production-oriented mindset. You often get your homework done in school, something I never did. And you're a pretty organized seventh grader. In the past, your desire to get the task done...
I'm not that organized.
He's been planning to say that for weeks.
No, I haven't. It's just the truth.
It's like this at home. In the past, your desire to get the task done meant that you'd sometimes rush through it and not always do your best work, but you've grown remarkably in that way. And I think we all saw that today. Neither your mother or I put pressure on Shia for all the work you did. You really were self-motivated in this, and that's a good thing, because it's enough to be a rabbi's kids without your folks expecting you to perform like one. Yet on your own, you took on one part of the service after another, and you chanted a rather long haftarah with precision, some musicality, and a graceful and unrushed manner. And just yesterday at morning minyan, you donned tefillin and you led parts of the service there as well. And in a little bit after this charge, Shai is going to lead us in the musaf service also. So you love your Yiddishkeit and you take great pride in your Jewish heritage, and more on that later. Additionally, I want to add that you were born a warrior. You know well the story of our years of infertility and how we prayed and tried every remedy possible to have the blessings of a family. You, my son, came into this world against all odds, and the only way to beat odds like that is with tenacity. For you, one of your challenges and opportunities will be knowing how to channel and control this competitive, passionate nature into productive uses, and to do so with a resoluteness that overcomes obstacles. My wish, my blessing or charge, therefore, is that as you enter this new phase of your life, you can meld your intellect and your warrior spirit and temper both with your compassionate nature. After all, this world is in desperate need of compassionate warriors, those who fight the good fight day in and day out, using all their gifts to benefit not only themselves, but those around them. So you have all you need to be successful, and now it's just a matter of consistently using your gifts as you develop a way and a path for yourself. So that's where my charge as a bar mitzvah ends, and here's where I take off my rabbinic hat and stand before you as the father. So Shia's got two names. One is Shia Keston Kosak, and the other is Shia Meir. And you were named after your great-great-great-grandfather, Jacob Meir Keston. And Jacob Meir was intelligent. He received smicha, a rabbinic ordination, pretty young age. I think he got married when he was 14. We're not expecting that of you. But certainly, as with many of your relatives, or getting ordained was not about necessarily being a practicing rabbi, congregational rabbi as I am. It's about owning your tradition. And in fact, in his case, that was exactly what happened. His parents, your great-great-great-great-grandparents, encouraged him to become a chemist, just like your grandpa, Papa Al, who we all wish could be here today and who we wish could have lived long enough to see you achieve what you have done. Anyway, Jacob Meir Kesten not only earned a degree in chemistry, he went on to start Aniline Farber, which was an aniline dye factory. Eventually, he opened up branches in Warsaw, Lodz, Brest, Litovsk, Bialystok, and other small provinces in addition. And from a monetary perspective, he was probably the most successful of your clan. Unfortunately, when he died, his wife liquidated and sold everything, including a couple of Torah scrolls and a large Jewish library. But I think that he represents some values which are always very important in our family. They are Torah Umada, or Torah Im Derech Eretz. And each of those concepts with slightly different notions means that it's not enough to learn and know Torah. You need to have a profession, a living, and be engaged in the world. And it's not enough to be engaged in the world without also Torah. And in that way, our family was really at a cutting edge in many ways throughout our history. I'm named after someone who began to use Hebrew for secular uses long before that was considered an acceptable thing. So Shai, at the age of 13, most of us don't spend a lot of time thinking about heritage and legacy. I certainly did not. Those are concerns of an older age. Yet your mother and I both know from our work that the greatest gift you can give a child is a positive sense of identity. We each see the ill effects when a child is missing this basic sense of rootedness. Even though we went through some moves to arrive here in our Portland home, I know we've always tried to provide you with the knowledge that you are loved and have a place in the world. Today, I want to give you your place in time as well. Shia, this is your family history. It's hundreds of years of our lineage. And in no small measure, it's the story of the Jewish people, of our wanderings, our victories, our struggles. It's the account of an ancient line of rabbis. It's also the story of ordinary people and businessmen like your namesake, Jacob Meir Kesten. Today, I give you your past. Your mother and I are incredibly proud of you. We'll continue to look after you and help you going forward. But ultimately, as our influence wanes, as it should, you will be the one writing the next chapter of this history as you carve out your own future. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ye'er Adonai p'nav v'lecha v'yichunecha, Yisar Adonai p'nav v'lecha v'yasem lecha shalom.